See, if you just go back to Eden, you'll be seated on top of the world. Say amen to that. So now in Jeremiah and in Job here, we're seeing that it seems like God wants to take this thing public. Let's go to another place. Let's go to Deuteronomy, if you will. And Deuteronomy and chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28. All this is for you now. I said, this is for you. Say amen to this. So you got to make up your mind now that prosperity is a divine mark from God. This is something that God has already planned for your life. Verse 1 and 2, you know those verses, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, and observe to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee, what? High above how many nations of the earth? Every nation of the earth, you're going to be richer than anybody else. And all these blessings going to come on you and what now? Overtake you. You're not going to have to struggle for a thing. If thou shalt just hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, let's go all the way down to verse 10 and don't misread this. And all the people of the earth shall what? Underline, see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. How is it that you're going to be? Verse 11, he's going to make you what? Plenteous in goods, in the fruit of your body, and so forth and so on. Folks, I just ran across a friend of mine. He just bought a house. The house was right now, it was on the market, I guess about $14, $15 million, and he just picked it up for $4 million. And he picked it up for $4 million, and he said, man, I got to send you a picture of this house. He said, when I walked in it, I knew it was mine. I said, well, praise the Lord. I said, well, let me just ask you one question. How many garages does it have? He says, it has 9. I said, well, now you're talking. See, you're saying, well, what does a man need with 9 garages? Okay, one of them is a super long one for a motorhome bus coach. You know, one of the big buses type is for that one. Another one, you could put one of your boats in, you know, just I'm talking about your smaller boats. I'm not talking about your main boat. And then another one, you can put the Maserati in. Then the next one, you put the Rolls in. And then now I'm talking about the coupe Rolls. And then in the next one, you can put the Arnage, the Rolls Arnage in. And then come on down to the Bentley, you can put that in that one. Then come on with a sports car, you can put it in that. Now see, some of y'all looking ugly. You ought to be smiling, because I'm speaking into your life. And put that one in that one, see? Now wait a minute, somebody said, well, what are you gonna do with all that stuff, all right? Then somebody comes over, and they're really, God wants to win them to the Lord, and they're going through some hard times. And they said, man, a car got repossessed, and he'll call in one of the butlers. He said, come in here and give him the car install number 5. Just give him that, and the title is over there in the safe. Now, I'm not just telling you this so that we can have fun with it. I'm telling you this so you can participate. Now, I'm not saying you need 9 garages and so forth, but you need to be plenteous in goods, because you are who God's going to use. Instead of the government bailout, you're going to bail them out. You're going to bring them out. Say amen to that. And when you do, you're going to point the way to the cross. All right, let's just go one more place. Let's go over to John chapter 6. I know it's time to go. Praise God. Are y'all with me tonight? You're supposed to have it. Wealth and riches supposed to be in your house. If it's not supposed to be in there, tear that page out of the Bible, and let's not include that page. Now, don't be trying to figure out how you can do this. He told you one way you do this is obey him. Just obey him. That's all you got to do. Because he doesn't want you to figure it out in your natural mind. The chalkboards at the schoolhouse can't tell you how to do this. Now, if they could tell you how to do it, then they would not have to guess how to get you out in this economic crisis we're in. But I'm telling you, we are the world's only hope now. We're the ones. And I'm so glad we're here, and I'm so glad we're the ones. Say amen to that. All right. Amen. Now, let me just give you this. We haven't received the offering yet, and I haven't done that on purpose because I wanted to give you this before we receive the offering. Now, if somebody doesn't want to give anything, you don't have to give anything. That's up to you. I'm just going to give you this because I'm going to move on. Come on now. When you see mine and so forth, you say, well, praise God, that's Bill Winston's property. Say, how long we been riding? Well, we've been riding about 15 minutes. We still buy that property. Yeah, we sure. And I don't want you to get no hate in you. Ain't no pastor haters here. You got what I'm saying? I want you to get over it because you can do the same thing. You can do this. There's enough wealth in this earth to make every one of you a billionaire and not even think about it. So stop looking at running out. All right, now let's go to John chapter 6. Let me know when you get there. All right, there are some things that you're never supposed to say again. Don't ever say anymore, I cannot afford it. Amen. Don't let that come out of your mouth. If you don't have the money for something and you go by and see it, just do this. Point at it and say this, I can afford that. And walk away and watch money coming. I don't know how we're going to make it. Don't say that. That should never come out of your mouth. Well, you caught me at a bad time. Don't stop all that kind of talk. That's scarcity talk. All right, let's just do this and we'll be out. Praise God. I don't know about you, but I feel good. All right, John chapter 6, verse 1. Y'all with me? Y'all with me? Now, notice what I'm doing. I'm sowing in a time of famine. And out there now, there's a famine going on. I'm sowing the word. And I'm talking about how you can be blessed in a time of famine. And if you'll receive the word of the prophet, the mantle will come on you and blessings will come on you and start overtaking your life. Say amen to that. John chapter 6, look at verse 5. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes, he saw a great company come to him. He said, what can we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. And Philip answered and said, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them that every one of them may take a little. Now notice what he's thinking. He's thinking limitation. He's thinking limitations. When you think with God, God does not think limitations. The system that we're tied to, this system of labor and heavy laden and so forth, is thinking limitation. And one word you hear coming out of Washington all the time is budget. Find that in the Bible. Find it in there. And I had to figure out why a budget would even be used. And what one of the reasons for a budget is so that you can track how your spending is going. You can and people who don't know how to manage money, you can manage them. But when you're talking about budgets, God doesn't have one. Because he doesn't have any limit. Come on now. We talk about budget, okay, in Washington, talking about budget. Matter of fact, let me ask you something. When I mention, and I'm certainly not coming down on this particular company that I'm about to mention, so if they get this tape and whatnot, this is meant just as an illustration, all right. Budget rental car. What did that indicate? Cheap. Well, don't say cheap. Don't say that. Don't let that go. No. She didn't say that tape. Okay. But it indicated to me that there's only a limited amount of funds here. And I got to stay within a small amount. Budget, you know, whatever. You got what I'm saying? Now, this is what the disciples are used to. But there is no budget with God. It's not in there. Amen. He's about to feed these people as much as they can eat.
That's right. That's right.
I'm saying we've programmed ourselves for scarcity. Man, how many times? I mean, thank God for Shoppers and so forth and so on. But these beans over here just might be a better quality than these others over here that I'm looking at the top of the can. Yeah, I think I'll take these. See, I'm working on a budget. But somewhere I need a breakthrough. Is this making sense to you? Y'all, I didn't get too many amens on that. I really understand. All right, so so you don't need a budget. You just need a book to keep up with all the seeds that you've sown. Is this all right? All right, so the last thing I want to just tell you is that there was a famine in Genesis chapter 26, and Isaac sowed in the middle of that famine. And when he sowed in that middle of that famine, sowing is the only way out of a famine. Write it down. Sowing is the only way out of a famine. The tendency is we think we can do it some other way. You can't cry and get out. You can't pray and get out. You can't fast and get out. Sowing is the only way to get out of a famine. You've got to sow seed. Are you with me? Now, if you make that up in your mind and realize that God is your source, and that you can sow. And do you know, I put something else down here, just a minute, that God has placed himself in a position through your sowing where we can make a demand on his power and he's got to move. That's a powerful revelation. God has placed himself in a position that we can make a demand on his power and he has got to move. He did it on purpose because he wanted you to know you can put him in a place that he's got to move. And he doesn't mind it at all. By the way, the 9-car garage wasn't all. 3 swimming pools. Watch this. Watch this. 1 for the toddlers. 1 for the people who want it about waist high. And the other one for people who want to dive off the diving board. I hope this makes the devil real mad. The church should be owning Citibank. We should be taking it, having enough money. I'll tell you what hasn't been preached. What hasn't been preached is reserves. And when I say reserves, I mean the fact that you sow some and what? Save some. Save some. Huh. Let's build up that. Why? You're not saving for a rainy day. You're saving for a Citibank. You're going to buy it. Give the Lord a praise. That's all we have. Okay, the ushers are going to pass out the offering envelopes and so forth. Don't forget about missions. If God speaks to you about sowing something into the missions, again, we want to get our missions fund all together. We're bringing those people in from several nations, and it's going to be a good time. This missions conference is going to be really powerful, folks. I am looking forward to that. Praise the Lord. I know I held you a little long, but I think that'll be a blessing for you. Be a blessing for you.